It's Monday, December 24th, Christmas Eve, 2007. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed.
If only I had back the money that me and Catherine sent that TV preacher that was screwing the hockey players.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
When you play past the parcel with human body parts, somebody might get hurt, but someone will get hurt. And I'll sing what you like if you shout it straight back at me. Things, but you left talking powder all over the bathroom. And yeah, it's great you can blow smoke rings, but you won't taste her lips if you do get to kiss her. And it's your party, but I'll die if I want to. I'll die if I want to.
There's red stains all over the place.
But the fresh air was better, and I couldn't tell if the singer's keyboard was a crutch or a synthesizer. But it sounded like he'd broken a limb each and every time he pushed the key down or in.
There's red stains all over the place.
That right there was not Architecture in Helsinki, though you'll be forgiven for assuming that it was. That was a band from Wales. They're called Los Campesinos, and that song was We Throw Parties, You Throw Knives, from their debut EP called Sticking Fingers into Sockets, which is awfully, awfully good, if awfully reminiscent of Architecture in Helsinki. Really good stuff. I liked it a lot, and their whole EP is really good, and they have a new EP, which you can get in iTunes exclusively, and it's also really good. And if you like that song, you should check out the rest of their stuff, because it's all pretty solid. Okay, up next, another band, this one from England, London to be precise, and they're called Noah and the Whale. We're going to hear two songs, because I like them that much. The first one's called 5 Years Time, and it's just remarkably good. You got to go and watch the video for it, which is also remarkably good. And the second one kind of has a little bit of Christmas going on in it, and it's called Rocks and Daggers. I would have played it on last week's Christmas show, but I wanted to play 5 Years Time, really, so that wasn't a Christmas song, so I decided to hold out, and I just do it here on Christmas Eve. So, check it out. Noah and the Whale with 5 Years Time, followed by Rocks and Daggers. You can get 5 Years Time on a 7-inch, along with a B-side called Jocasta, which is also really good, but I'm not playing it because I'm going to play the Christmas song instead. So anyway, here it is, Noah and the Whale. Where else but on The Sounds in My Head?
Shining down over me and you, and there'll be love in the bodies of the elephants too. And I'll put my hands over your eyes, but you'll peek through, and there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our bodies, and sun, sun, sun all down our necks, and there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our faces. And sun, 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 so what the heck, cause I'll be laughing at all of your silly little jokes. And we'll be laughing about how we used to smoke all those stupid little cigarettes and drink stupid wine, cause it's what we needed to have a good time. But it was fun, fun, fun when we were drinking. It was fun, fun, fun when we were drunk. It was fun, fun, fun when we were laughing. It was fun, fun, fun. Oh, it was fun. I no longer feel I have to be James Dean. And she'll say, yeah, well, I feel all pretty happy too. And I'm always pretty happy when I'm just kicking back with you. And if you love, love, love all through our bodies, love, love, love all through our minds, and it'd be love, love, love all over her face, and love, love, love all over mine. And though we're merely all these moments are just in my,
great political news for you. Today was the final Republican debate in Iowa.
That's good all by itself, but anyway.
The really, really great news about this is that they brought back Alan Keyes. God bless him.
Showstopper.
I was on the Hardball this evening with Chris Matthews, and he said, who was the star of this debate? Who really? And I said, in all honesty, it was Alan Keyes, because it really was. And he was like, oh, you're making trouble. That can't possibly be what you believe. No, really. Everybody is trying to pretend that he wasn't there, but he was the most notable and newsworthy thing about the debate. He kept demanding to be heard. He kept giving these out-of-control Alan Keyes-y speeches. It was spectacular.
There will always hold in the sea, and erosion can't stop their being. Oh no, currents can defeat them. And I am thankful for the love these rocks have always given. And although this boat is steady now, one wave could pull me under, and I'll be stranded out at sea. And I will pray that those rocks will be there for me. Cause when the sun always shines down on your shoes, can be a blue, blue Christmas for you. Cause when the sun always shines down on your shoe, can be a blue, blue Christmas for you.
but there's no need to play with my heart. 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 There's no need to play with my heart.
Congressman Paul, what's the biggest obstacle standing in the way of improving education?
Do I have to raise my hand to get a question? I'd like to address that question.
I'm getting
I would
to you.
No, you're not. You haven't in several go-rounds, so I have to make an issue out of it. I would like to address the question of education.
Go ahead.
I don't wish it to pass on.
Please,
without
you, have, you have 30 seconds.
They had a minute. Why do I get 30 seconds?
Two!
See, your unfairness is now becoming so apparent that the voters in Iowa must understand there's a reason for it.
Oh, I want to vote
and the
for
reason
him.
For it is what I'm about to say. Governor Huckabee just addressed the question of education. He has stood before values voters and moral conservatives, claiming that he is their spokesman. You know the major problem in American education today?
What is it? What is
we
it?
Allowed the judges to drive God out of our schools.
Oh.
We allowed the moral foundation of this republic, which is that we are created equal and endowed by our Creator, not by our Constitution or our leaders, with our rights. If we don't teach our children that heritage and the moral culture that goes along with it, we cannot remain free. They will not be disciplined to learn science, to learn math, to learn history,
go!
To learn anything.
Go!
And they don't want to talk about this, except when they're squabbling about their own personal faith and forgetting that we have a national creed.
We
and
do?
That national creed needs to be taught to our children
go!
So that whether they are scientists or businessmen or lawyers, they will stand on the solid ground of a moral education that gives them the discipline they need to serve the right, to exercise their freedom with dignity, and to defend justice because they understand it is our heritage.
Congressman Paul, what's the biggest obstacle standing?
Yeah. We're going to pretend like that just didn't happen, okay?
In a house on a hill with the rise above the river, and the dogs out back digging up some bones from who knows when. Sitting on the dive with the window down, an old Mercedes Benz. Age wears wind like a fine glass of wine on a late. Song from who knows when. A sipping on your wife from a paper cup, ain't no Chardonnay. Age wears wind like fine glass of wine on a late September. Oh, guitar never got too far, strumming on them heartstrings like you always are.
That was Quintus from New York City and their song Old Guitar, which came from the Shape We're In EP. And it's not terribly awesome. I mean, it's okay. It's all right. It's like mostly 3 stars. I liked Old Guitar, though, and I thought my listeners might like it more than I do, so I put it on the show just for you. Okay, up next, it's a band from Florida. They're called Black Kids. That's right, the Black Kids. And they're really good, so you're gonna like the Black Kids. This song is called I'm Not Going to Teach Your Boyfriend How to Dance With You. It's from their debut EP called Wizard of Oz, which you can get for free by going to their website and giving them your email address. I think is all they require. And then they give you the whole EP. And then the whole EP, really good. So if you like this song, you're definitely gonna wanna check out the rest of the stuff by the Black Kids, and you're gonna wanna follow them once they finally get, like, you know, a full album out and stuff. All right, the Black Kids with I'm Not Going to Teach Your Boyfriend How to Dance With You. Where else but on the Sounds in My Head?
I was toying with the notion of suspending the Christmas bonuses.
You didn't. Well, of all the cheap, lousy ways to save a buck.
That's pretty low, mister. If I had a rubber hose, I would beat you into
it. I changed my mind.
At the Vice and Virtue Ministry, you'll learn your etiquette. Join us here amongst the bourgeoisie. We all laugh endlessly. Extend our big
socially. Fall in love with aristocracy. Wear the right clothes, say the right thing. Then you just might meet the queen. We'll have our guests tuck tea, play croquet on the greens, and wear our monocles, quote articles from Tennyson.
Dallas's own The Happy Bullets, right there, with their song The Vice and Virtue Ministry from their album by the same name, which came out, I think, a little while ago, actually. But, you know, I'm in Dallas for the holidays. I am from Dallas, and so I go there for Christmas. And The Happy Bullets, being from there, it's a good time to listen to their music. And if you've never checked it out, you might want to do so now. You can get their music wherever music is sold. I have links on my website. Okay, finishing up this episode is a band I like to play a lot, which is why you heard them probably like a dozen times this year on my show alone, Vampire Weekend from New York City. They have an album coming out next month, self-titled, and to get us primed and ready for it, I'm going to play a version of a song from it that's not the version that will be on it. It is from a live studio session they recorded for the Day Trotter Session website. You can find links to where you can download it and a few other tracks from it for free. And it's really, really great. The song's called M79, and the version that they're going to put on the record next month is apparently a bit different than this version, which is a good thing, because the more the merrier from the Vampire Weekend. And this is also going to be the last episode of The Sounds of My Head for a while. As I like to do, I'm taking the month of January off. That is to say, I will not be making any shows in the month of January. So, come February, boy, howdy, can you count on some Vampire Weekend? I think that's safe to assume. All right, here it is, Vampire Weekend, finishing up this, the fourth season of The Sounds in My Head. Their song, M79, where else but on The Sounds in My Head. We'll be right back.
way across the Khyber Pass. Stay awake to break the habit, singing praise of Jackson Crowder. Watch your step along the aisle.
Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Maple Leaf Rag, Pineapple Rag, and Bethana, a concert waltz, all by Scott Joplin, all available on various Scott Joplin collections. I got it from The Entertainer. If you'd like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen and tune in starting again in February of 08 for a whole new season of The Sounds in My Head.